Rockies going for their third straight win, taking on the Phillies. Charlie Blackmon hitting the cover off the baseball lately, and it would continue in the third inning with the man on facing Zach Eflin.
The pitch, swing and a high drive, deep right field, and that one is long gone. It bangs off the billboard hanging off the second deck. Charlie Blackmon, who had a three-homer game here last year and has always hit Phillies pitching well, he hits his 10th homer of the season. It's a two-run shot and a 2-0 Colorado lead.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a smash up the middle, back to the box and out into center field, a base hit. One run is scored. Desmond around third gets the stop sign as Herrera gets to the ball quickly and gets it back in. RBI single for Parra, and the Rockies are back up by two. It's 3-1, and they have still nobody out here with two on in the fourth. Have fun with a 1-1. Swing and a line drive, base hit to right field. Altero will have to go to his left and get to it. Scoring is Desmond. All the way around to third goes Parra. An RBI single for Amarista. Four consecutive hits to start the fourth, and the Rockies lead 4-1. And the 2-1. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Aaron Altero will just look up, and that one, again, right off the AT&T sign at the top of the at the bottom of the second deck. It's another home run for Blackmon, his second consecutive two-run home run, back-to-back innings. And the huge inning continues for the Rockies. They tack on two more, and they now lead this one 7-1.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly right field. Deep and gone.
Again, the slider on the plate in.
Gerardo Parra with his fifth home run of the year. And that leads off the sixth inning, and that will likely get the bullpen going again for the Phillies, as that is the third homer allowed by Zach Eflin. He had given up four home runs on the season before this game tonight.
The Rockies win their third in a row, taking it 8-2. Charlie Blackmon goes deep twice. He has three multi-hit games in his last four contests. Germán Márquez the win, allowing one run in six frames, striking out six. Gerardo Parra finishes with two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. The Phillies come up short against the Rockies. Manager Pete MacKinnon spoke after the game.
Well, as bad as things are going, I would rather just think about the positives that came out of tonight. Neris had some real good splits, some of the best ones I've seen. Leiter pitched extremely well. I like the way he pitched tonight. Good to see Knapp hit the home run. Altair continues. He got two more hits tonight, which was positive. Herrera got a couple of hits. So all that considered, we've only scored four runs in three games. And we had opportunities. We had second and third with one out. We had bases loaded twice, only got the one run in via the walk by Whitey. But Eflin, one of his poor outings, couldn't locate, the ball was up in the zone. His secondary stuff was, it didn't bite. And he just, he's struggling to keep the ball down.
Margin very, very small. It just seems like when he has a bad game, it's a really bad game.
Well, you know, when he struck out Blackmon that first inning, that two-seamer that he threw to strike him out had looked like it had great movement, and I thought, well, we're in for a good outing from him. But thereafter, he just couldn't get the ball down. He hung a breaking ball to him for the home run, and got another fastball up for a home run, and another one. You got to pitch down in the zone. If you don't, you're going to get hurt.
You had said before the game that you wanted to get a look at Knapp. Do you think that there might be a chance he'll get a few games in a row just to see if he can get some rhythm?
I'm going to give him a little more playing time to get a look at him. You know, like I told McClure today, I said it's hard to really critique his game calling ability today, because when a pitcher isn't locating anything, it's hard to, you know, when you're a catcher back there, it's tough to know what to do. You know, you don't know what he's commanding, and it's tough to make the right call. But, you know, I like him. I'm going to get a chance to see him a little bit more.
You mentioned Herrera as a positive. After his last 2 weeks, you view tonight as a step forward for him with two hits, hit the ball hard a couple times.
Yeah, I'm a believer that he's going to get back up to where he's supposed to be. And as I said, he's a very unique individual to where it's tough to figure out what his thinking is at the plate. But he has a knack to put the barrel on the ball. He puts the barrel on the ball on a few too many pitches out of the strike zone. But We've seen it before where he's scuffled, and but he's come around. So I think he's going to be okay. It was good to see him get two hits.
Was his at-bat with the bases loaded frustrating? Looked like he had one of the ropes there.
You know, when we don't score runs, it's always frustrating, you know, those type of at-bats. What can you say? When you don't score runs, it's frustrating to watch the at-bats.
You faced two rookie starters. Into the series like this, saying, "Hey, we got two rookies. We need to do some damage here."
Yeah, that's the way I look at it, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. We're just in a big rut right now, and that's why I choose to look at the positives, because that's the only way I choose to look at it. I know we're better than this. I think the team knows they're better than this, and I can't fault their hustle. You know, someone might say there's no energy. Well, when you don't get any hits, there's no energy. But we got some hits. Knapp hit the home run, like I said. There were some positives that came out of it.
The series against the Rockies continues on Wednesday. Jeremy Hellickson opposed by Tyler Chatwood.